Pressure to resign is mounting on South Africa's president, Jacob Zuma, who is facing corruption allegations. But a defiant Mr. Zuma is holding on to power, with local media reporting the 75-year-old refused requests from party leaders to resign on the weekend. The leadership crisis prompted senior members of the ruling African National Congress to hold an emergency meeting in Johannesburg on Monday. Rival protest groups clashed ahead of the meeting. Black First Land First member Abby Lesoalo was one of the leaders of the Hands Off Zuma march. They say Mr. Zuma, known to his supporters as Mosholozi, deserves to stay on until his term expires next year.
We are from Mosholozi. Mosholozi will stand president until his term is finished. We will not allow white monopoly capital to instruct the ruling party, instruct black South Africans how this country must be governed.
Others want Mr. Zuma out, citing corruption allegations over his links with the wealthy Indian-born Gupta family. President Zuma and the Guptas all deny the allegations. Unemployment in South Africa has also risen to 28%, contributing to a sharp slump in popularity. But ANC member Mkulu White says while some are sick and tired of Mr. Zuma, no protest should undermine a government.
Jacob Zuma was deployed by the ANC. It's the ANC that deploys and it's the ANC that recalls. So we don't want him as the state president. South Africans are sick and tired of him. Everyone is sick and tired of him. So we cannot allow them to come here and cause chaos.
But after 7 hours of talks, leaders of the ruling African National Congress referred the matter to its most powerful decision-making body, the National Executive Committee. That committee will meet on Wednesday. In December, Mr. Zuma was replaced as leader of the ANC party by Cyril Ramaphosa, who has taken a hard line on corruption. Some within the party want him to take over as the country's president a year earlier than planned to improve the party's standing ahead of the 2019 elections. Ben Payton from global risk consultancy Verisk Maplecroft has told Al Jazeera it is simply a matter of time before Mr. Zuma is ousted.
I think Zuma's position is pretty desperate now. It's quite clear that the leading officials within the ANC have decided to remove him. The question really is whether Zuma will go down fighting, whether he'll continue to resist, or whether he might realise, perhaps after a vote is taken, that it's inevitable that he'll have to resign and will choose to save some face by going that way.
Mr. Payton says it is a risky move to replace Mr. Zuma, who still maintains strong support in his home province.
That being said, I would actually say that leaving Zuma in place is a much bigger risk for Cyril Ramaphosa. Zuma's continuing to cause some chaos with unexpected policy announcements. And I think most importantly, Ramaphosa will simply look weak if he leaves Zuma in power.
ANC spokeswoman Kusela Diko is playing down the leadership tension.
As the ANC, we know that there is no crisis. We are used to very robust engagement between members of the ANC, and this march, as we are sure, are nothing more than that.